best parts of it. Ardent is determined. It's focused. It's making it happen. And when you feel like that, that means you don't trust the stream. Patient means I trust the stream. Allowing, relaxed. So what is it you want to be patient about?
I'm just thinking that you're pretty feisty.
We are.
All right. The side...
When you know everything, that's how you feel.
Cool.
And when you interact with someone who wants to know and does, but doesn't know she does, you want to poke her with a stick. Just the slightest little nudge into the knowing of who you are. That's what we're about. If you were insecure, if you were in pain, if you were not knowing as much as you know, we would be handling you a little more tenderly.
Oh, I don't want tender. I want it.
That's clear to us.
All right. Let me see if I can state where I am in the correct way. So here I am. Over here is the crap. The family relationships. Talk to me about the gap between my learning and the crap over there. Don't call it crap. I know that's my first mistake.
Oh, it's all right. We were just going to suggest that you stop stirring it.
Beating the drum.
It's not easy to be in the middle of things and not notice them, because most of you have trained yourself to be sensitive to what's going on around you. But now you know that much of what... Let's start in another place. Every relationship you have with everyone, you've taught your relationship to each other. In other words, there's never been a relationship where it was all one-sided. In other words, you looked at them and practiced expectation, and they looked at you and practiced expectation, and they look at each other and practice expectation. And so all these dynamics are going on. When you say to yourself, and really mean it, that your relationship with who you are, your relationship with you, matters more than your relationship with any of them, then you start getting a sense of which thoughts serve you better. And if they serve you better, they serve them better. So give us an example of what's going on. Because when you talk about it in terms of this big clump, it never comes to you all at once. It's coming to you one interaction at a time. And it's one interaction at a time that you're turning downstream about. And so as you deal with thing after thing and you turn downstream more and more, then what happens is, really quickly, you begin to establish a different vibrational pattern, so you begin interfacing with those family dynamics in different ways. You start zigging and zagging in different combinations. So you begin to separate yourself from the things you don't like more and more, while you begin to combine yourself with the things that you do want more and more. Haven't you ever had the experience of interacting with a person who behaved one way with you while you were aware that they behaved entirely differently with someone else? And you had to understand that there was something going on in those collective vibrations between the two of you that was producing something different. Haven't you ever interacted with someone and felt your entire personality sort of change as a result of this interaction? And so once you practice alignment with who you are, you'll stand in a more stable place regardless of what's going on over there with them. Give us an example of something that flares up that is uncomfortable, and we'll just do some upstream, downstream conversation.
My daughter is in a very negative place at this moment. Every comment out of her mouth is self, deprivation and the victim, and I've just been listening because I don't want to add to it. And then there's the granddaughters that I love dearly. And so in order to be with the ones I love.